Teens today are spending less time in one another's real presence, but plenty of time in each other's virtual presence. They're visiting through media, the phone, the iPad, the laptop. The average teen spends 2.5 hours a day on social media. The National Institute on Drug Abuse funded surveys of high schoolers designed to see how happy teens are and what makes them happy. They found that the more time spent on social media, the less happy the kids. The more time spent doing other activities like exercise or actually being in the presence of others, the happier the kids. Kids are not sleeping as well because of their devices. They check their messages before going to bed, claim they must have the phone next to the bed for the alarm in the phone to wake them up. And then as they get messages through the night, they wake up to read the messages and respond. Less sleep causes increased irritability, difficulty focusing, more worry, and more sadness. Since you're not likely to wrench the smartphone away from your teen, it makes sense to impose guidelines on how the phone is used. We know that 2 or more hours a day of screen time is correlated with mood changes and sleep problems. Your kids should be using their social media less than 2 hours a day. I know, good luck. Make a cutoff time in the evening, say 9 o'clock, after which the phone and the iPad, and hopefully the laptop, are yours, kept in the bedroom for the night. Your teen might say, oh no, I need the phone for the alarm in the morning. Well, get them an alarm clock. No smartphones while eating meals together. It's easy to become lax with this one because meals are a good time to visit, and you can't visit when your teen is constantly reading messages and sending texts. No phones while interacting with service people. Teach your kids to be polite and look people in the eye instead of working on their phones. Remember, the bottom line, the more screen time, the less happy the kid. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.